My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So, Florida International University has announced, gentlemen.
FIU.
Yes. FIU. Yes. That Pitbull has bought the naming rights to their stadium. It will now be known as Pitbull Stadium.
And Pitbull manufactures what?
Music.
Killer vibes.
Your body at 56%.
Exactly.
I'll never forget those commercials he was doing on our air. And he's like, this is your body at... I don't know. Remember any of it. By the time he's like, this is your party with Pitbull and the beer. And it was just so funny. So funny. Anywho. So,
yeah, so.
So we have a personal guy who bought naming rights.
Is this any different than the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl?
He will pay $1.2 million per year over the next 5 years to have his name on the 20,000-seat home. I'm taking this from The Athletic. He has been a fan from a good period of time of FIU, sees it as an opportunity. He will also have, he will create an FIU anthem. That's a part of the deal. So FIU is going to get an anthem composed by Pitbull, and he will get to use an anthem.
What the hey? That's awesome.
Uh-huh. There are worse people you can call for that. We get to use the stadium up to 10 days per year. Along with two suites for all football games.
Well, you get two suites. That's a pretty good deal there.
I'm just trying to remember. Well, I'm trying to see who they host this year. Monmouth?
Well, yeah, they're Conference USA. First.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm trying to I wonder which games he's really going to use both suites. That's the part of the question there. To me, man, there's just so much money going on here. That have Pitbull Stadium. I don't know. Maybe that's not bad. It's going to bring attention to their program, and maybe, you know, young players that want to play there might be like, hey, man, we play at Pitbull Stadium. You want to come play here?
Could you insist that you play nothing but your music in the stadium? I mean, I think you could probably insist on a lot of things.
And would Pitbull have to do a remix of the anthem to get the game going in the beginning, too?
I don't know. It's all pretty cool. Wouldn't you like to have enough jack where you could just, you know, bask in stadium?
Is it worth it, though?
Yeah, here, let me have. What? How am I going to benefit? I get a couple of suites? Yeah, I'm in. Sure.
Well, what do you think this – well, I don't know. I can't imagine, like, having a suite at FIU is the same as having a suite at Ohio State, right? I mean, I'm sure it's way more expensive.
I think the FIU people would take offense to that.
Well, they may as well. They,
I mean,
can
they have better weather.
That's not a reason to want to be in the suite.
Maybe it is. Get people to come there easier.
It's the other way, unless it's too hot. Then you could be on the inside. I don't know. I'm just looking at their schedule coming up this year.
If you had that kind of jack, what would you name?
Oh, Baskin Stadium.
You'd get a stadium? Not an arena? No, ballpark? No. What would you get?
If I had, what's he paying for it?
It was $1.2 a year.
$1.2 million per year for a 5-year deal. He gets the naming rights to FIU Stadium.
$6 million.
Mm-hmm. His vodka will be served at games too.
See?
So you get your vodka sold in there. And this is courtesy of Front Office Sports. Shout out to our buddy Mac Robinson for sending me this guy. Use of the venue for 10 days a year. And he has a title, gentlemen. And I think this is the perfect title for Baskin Stadium. The official entrepreneur of FIU Athletics.
See, that would be you.
No way. What would I do? If I had that kind of money, it's 1.2.
Welcome to Baskin Stadium at Haitoi.
Well, that's cheaper than a private jet.
All right. So here's the better question: is this good for college athletics? And is this the direction we are going to start seeing?
I'd rather see the money go in this way than. Well, I don't know. Do the players? They've got to start raising money to pay for the players. And schools like FIU have to figure out a way to do it too, right?
I'm not even saying this as a complaint or anything bad. Anything now goes in college sports.
Anything goes. No idea how this is going to change.
So if they want to take $6 million from Pitbull and call it Pitbull Stadium, good for them. Good for him. It's his money. It's their stadium. They're naming it Pitbull Stadium. That's outstanding. Good for them. Seriously.
What's its seat, I wonder?
Well, at least two, because he has two suites.
20,000 people, according to the Athletic.
What can Kent State do? Can Kent State make some more money here? Jeff, can we get our alma mater some cash? Who do we want to... I mean, Dick Stadium is Dick Stadium, right? That's named after a guy or a family.
A family.
Yeah. So, come on, Kent State, step up. Let's get some more money into the program.
Get those naming rights.
Joe Walsh Stadium.
We want Joe Walsh?
Rocky Mountain Way Stadium. No?
No.
It couldn't get much higher.
Yeah, you can. It's legal now. We walked by the tents the last 2 years.
How about that? Joe Walsh could buy it and name it after one of his songs.
How about Michael Keaton, Batman Stadium?
Well, I don't think he'd go for the... I don't think he'd do that.
How about Arsenio Hall? We want him to come back? Drew Carey. You know what? I bet Drew Carey would do it.
Drew has enough jack, he could do it.
I think Drew would do it. But Drew Carey Stadium might actually attract more fans out to the stadium. It's too far from campus. They need to move that thing closer to campus.
Would you let the 40-year elephant in the room go?
Which one?
The Dick Stadium is too far away from campus.
I never even have ever said that once before in my entire life.
No, but you're a Kent State student. You know that's the case.
No, the only thing that bothered me was when they built the indoor football facility with recreational funds from the general student fund and then wouldn't let general students use the indoor football arena when they first opened it. That, to me, was a little shady. Hey, are we allowed to use this to maybe, run around the track? Oh, no. It's only for the athletes. It's for the football team. I'm like, and at that point, the football team had won like 4 games in 5 years, with the exception of the Glenn Mason years. Thank you, Glenn. I'll always appreciate those times going to watch the Flashes then. But,
you never answered. What would you buy?
I have $1.2 million a year.
Yeah, if you had the money. Wouldn't you buy a ballpark? I'd buy a baseball ballpark. Put my name. I'd come up with a different name. I wouldn't put my name on it.
What would you call it?
I don't know. I'd come up with something.
Menigan, what would you buy? So am I limited to sports? Is this what I'm doing? I can buy one sports advertising? You got to set the ground rules on this. Because
no, naming rights to anything. Go for it.
I can have the naming rights to anything. Oh, I'd probably give that. I'd give that money to Heights. I'd go back to Cleveland Heights and give it
there
to
them. There you go. That's nice of you.
There's no question about that. Doesn't matter that I'm going in the Hall of Fame next month. That maybe they've schmoozed me enough to give that money back. Dan, what do you buying?
I don't know. I've never really put a whole lot of thought into that of what I would do if bought. I'd buy something ridiculous. I don't think I could own anything with actual meaning. I would have to own something incredibly ridiculous.
I wonder if you could buy naming rights to one of the Great Lakes.
Maybe the largest ball of twine. Maybe I would own that. I would be like, this is the Dan Menigan ball of twine.
What would it be?
Lake Ontario be damned. Lake Baskin.
No. You want to be classy about it. It would be Lake Erie presented by Jeff Phelps. Like the Masters.
That's a better way to do it.
Yeah. There's no way. You leave the name.
And it's and a tip of the cap to the longstanding name.
That's right.
That's a much better idea.
Is Erie the one you want, though? Is that the lake you want? Because you got to pick one of the five.
Well, you got to go Erie. If we're here in Northeast Ohio.
I don't know. I like the international feel of Ontario. Lake Ontario, presented by...
the international feel.
Plus, then you get... I mean, do you get Niagara Falls with that? So now does it become Niagara Falls, presented by Jeff Phelps?
Our buddy TB just sent me a great idea.
Okay.
I should name something Mayberry Stadium. It'd be everybody's happy place.
It'd be the least culturally diversified stadium in the world.
Yeah, Moonshiners. We'd have Moonshiners in there.
That's who would play there then, the Moonshiners.
Yeah, we'd give, nickname a team. You could buy nickname rights to a team. Now that would make money.
What? So then again, if, by the way, I mean, we all know that the Guardians could be, you could think that they are gas station attendants back in the good old days, just like the Texaco boys.
All right, a little bit of an update from our buddy Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report sources. There is still no deal between the 49ers and Steelers on a trade that would send Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh, per multiple sources. The two sides have spoken. They continue to speak, and the situation remains fluid. But as of this post, there is no agreement on all sides.
I'm kind of done with him right now. I'm tired of the story. I hate to say it, and I know I probably shouldn't say that because we're sitting here right now. But, I mean, look, just pick a team and go. Or renegotiate with San Francisco. I'm done. I feel now. I know why the Patriots did what they
Andy's
did yesterday.
Had enough of the story, so we're done.
I'm done.
Is that the deal?
Pick a team. Pick a team. Stop dragging us through this. We're done.
Maybe the 49ers haven't picked a trade partner. Maybe Iuka said, "I want to go to Carolina," and they don't want to do that.
The framework was done for the Browns and the Niners. That meant that the Niners were happy with the deal that the Browns were going to do. Now it was up to him to figure out the contractor where he wanted to go. Done. Like it's exhausting me. I'm exhausted by Brandon Ayuk right now. You have exhausted me. If you come here and score touchdowns, I will forget all about everything
I just said
in the last 3 minutes. But at this point, I want the story to go away.
Catching touchdowns in Cleveland Browns Stadium, presented by Baskin.
No, now you make it sound like I'm a one-name sponsorship. I'm not Cher. That's not me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
not Phelps. It would have to be presented by the Baskin Foundation.
Oh, I like that. Oh, that's classic.
I don't even have a foundation.
The Baskin family of companies.
That's classic.
Oh, nah. Foundation. I like foundation better.
Or the Baskin partnership.
Baskin group.
Oh, the Baskin.
The Baskin group. That's Baskin not bad. Group. I don't mind
that
either.
We can work with, too.
Thanks.
Why can't we have some kind of Phelps thing here?
Well, you just call it presented by Phelps Helps.
Or the Phelps Foundation, because alliteration is fun.
Sure, and we'd spell foundation with a PH.
Roman, bail us out.
The Phelps Philanthropy Foundation.
Hi, Roman.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Insane. Oh, we're insane right
now. Not real well.
Yeah, well, I want to ease your mind. I think everybody kind of feels this way at this point. I feel the exact same about the Aiyuk situation and the stadium situation. Just move on. Pick what you're going to do and get over it. I'm just tired of hearing about it, talking about it. They're dangling steak in front of a dog. Just go. Just pick something and move on. I think either way, we're going to be in a similar situation.
This coming from Roman, who, if he had to sponsor a team, they would be the Gladiators, right?
Nice. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Hey, I love the old Gladiators. They were there. That was a fun. Fun to go watch.
They were fun to watch them. And for the first year of the Guardians, I could mess up both names and say one or the other. It was great. Thank you, Roman. Have a good day.
But hey, real quick, they should still consider putting the stadium in the Steelyard. I say you wipe Steelyard Commons and put the stadium right next to the mill. And that would be one of the coolest stadiums, not just in football, but in all of sports.
Roman, you know what? You're 100% right. I totally agree with you. I think that's a great idea. Thank you, Roman. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
I've always said that when you came to Cleveland, you'd have to play in the mill. I always thought that would be really cool. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call. Back after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.